somebody that we have been wanting to talk to for a long time, kind of plugging into the internet, if you will, that's been happening on the western part of our state, is a man named Douglas Kelly, who's with us right now. He's the president of an organization called AIM West. And Doug Kelly, thank you very much for joining us here on the Internet Advisor.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
I'm delighted. Yeah, we were kind of tussling back and forth here about the Internet of Things and its implications. One of the things that we have not really had a chance to do for a while yet is to talk about all the cool things that are going on in the internet on the west side of our state. And your organization in particular, AIM West, is something, is an organization that has kind of the finger on the pulse of what's going on out there.
Yes, we do. So the organization's been around for about 13 years. We were affiliated with another organization out of Detroit when we started, and it was called GLEMA. And they ended up kind of dying off, and we have soldiered on. But yeah, we're an internet technology. We touch everything with regards to technology and business. So that could be marketing, could be advertising. That could be, like you just said, the Internet of Things, which we just touched on at an event a couple months ago.
Oh,
and yeah, so we are. A whole bunch of different types of people that come together, from lawyers to marketers to, you know, the true geeks, from robotics judges to coders, and but it's anyone that loves technology and wants to learn more about it. So when we have an event, it kind of is at that 10,000 to 15,000 foot view. But the people that come are the people that are down in it. You know, they're exactly. So
you sound, you know, it's interesting as you talk. Pardon me, Doug. It sounds as you talk an awful lot, guys, like the IT and the D guys, where you have people who are in the trenches, getting together and sharing information back and forth. Struck me. Now, Gary, were you around for GLEMA?
Yeah, I was one of the founders.
So you got one of the founders of GLEMA here in the studio with us, Gary Baker.
Nice to meet you over the air.
Yeah, virtually. And, you know, Mike Brennan speaks very, very highly of your organization. GLEMA was the Great Lakes Interactive Marketing Association, and it really was all the people, as Doug said, that really were on the creative side of what was going on, especially going on with the internet. And I'm glad to see that AIM West has kept that tradition alive.
You guys have kept that. So what are exciting things that are going on the west side of the state? You know, we often talk about entrepreneurs here and cool things that are going on, whether it's a maker fair or something like that. I'm sure there are great things going on out west.
Oh, sure, definitely. We've got a number of different maker organizations here in Grand Rapids. We have a couple of incubators, VC firms, angels, and they're pouring money in, and they're providing spaces for startups and entrepreneurs to get a foothold and go someplace. Mm-hmm. And we've got a new guy that's just joining our board right now who got some money out of an incubator called Start Garden that Rick DeVos, grandson of the founder of Amway.
That's right.
And so they're providing money at different levels. So it starts out low, and as you build, they continue to try to get more money to you. But they do more than that with these incubators right now. And they're providing individuals that help with pitching, with providing, you know, the engineers and stuff to build something.
So they kind of put
awesome resources.
That's,
you know, Doug, you were always volunteer driven. Are you still that way?
We are still volunteer driven. Yep. We do not have a paid for director. Mm-hmm. So our entire board is all volunteer, and we fluctuate in size depending on what we need.
Mm-hmm.
And we're bringing in right now a new communications chair to try to reach out, you know, to the local community more. We have an education chair to talk to the different schools, because we're burgeoning. I mean, Michigan State is here now, and Western Michigan has come up here now. So,
And some of the other schools, Davenport, I know, is starting to really get involved on the creative side, as well as I hear lots of good things out of Grand Valley.
Yeah, Grand Valley is growing, so they've even moved into Grand Rapids. They have a campus here in GR. So And it's a pretty good-sized one.
Matter of fact, we have somebody here who has a very direct connection. Financial.
Well, yeah, financial. Both my kids are there. Yeah.
Both of Ed Riddell's kids are at, one graduated and one is still there at Grand Valley.
So you write the big checks.
Yeah, he's one of the people. Well, Doug, by the way, folks, we're talking with Doug Kelly. He is the president of an organization called AIM West. And as you heard, it's kind of an organization that tries to draw together the people and the resources that are involved in technology and startups and getting people started up. You know, Grand Rapids has been a great industrial center for a long time, a tremendous thing. I'm thinking of Steelcase, and a lot of the auto industry is based on that side of the state too.
Yeah, there are a lot of small firms that provide small things really to the automobile industry. Mm-hmm. But we're growing in the tech, and we're growing in the medical arena as well. We have Michigan State's bringing their part of their med school here. They've just broken ground in the last couple weeks. So it is definitely burgeoning. Definitely.
Do you tell me, I'm just curious, do you see kind of a tug of war that goes on between the east and the west side of the state? Because that kind of typically was like the attitude that I got a sense of, you know, competing for resources, competing for attention, who knows? Do you see that going on?
We may compete for resources. With Google coming into Ann Arbor, you know, it's
okay.
Trying to be the tech hub, but, you know, we've had Google over to talk. It's not that we feel adversarial to Detroit, mm-hmm. except for something. Well, the roads, right? You know, where does the money go for that?
Everybody. every county can claim that. Then adversarial.
Well, Doug,
but,
you know what?
You know,
part of our effort, by the way, here with the Internet Advisor, we just kind of have you on as a way of beginning that relationship, I hope. We want to be able to find out about things that are going on the west side of the state and let the folks, for instance, in our affiliates who are in the Muskegon area and Lansing and Grand Rapids and Kalamazoo, let those folks know about some of the exciting things that are going on out there, as well as letting the folks here on the east side of the state know that there's some cool things that are going on there as well, and that they may have a business opportunity waiting for them out there.
Oh, we greatly appreciate that. So we have events throughout the year that, if you think back to the Gleam of Day, we've been doing tech since
Doug,
the Gleam of Day.
All right, Doug, hey, you know what? We have to take a break for just a second. Hang on, and we'll wrap this thing up in just a moment, all right? We'll be back in just
Sounds
a moment
awesome.
With Doug Kelly, who is the president of AIM West. We're talking about some of the things they're doing out there and how to build a bridge between Detroit and Grand Rapids. Thank you so much for being with us here on the first hour of our Internet Advisor podcast. Thanks for downloading it, for joining us here. By the way, you can visit our homepage, Internet Advisor, at any time. Look for show notes there, and you'll see all sorts of things, everything from the video that Eddie Fritz won the ME4 at the beginning of the program. We talked about that, to connections to AIM West, which is the organization we're talking with right now. Doug Kelly, the president there. And some of the other footnotes that we have as part of our program here. Thanks again to Mike Stett, who's been our engineer during the program. And to the guys here around the table, we're getting our tonsils tuned. The guys have been kind of quiet. They're getting themselves together, because in the second hour, that's when Cal and Ed and Gary really go to work answering questions as people call in here live. But right now, oh, and by the way, if you have a question for our team at any point and you're listening to us, let's say one of our affiliate stations out west, western part of the state, and can't call in live during the show, then simply give us a look at the Internet Advisor website, internetadvisor.net, the Contact Us button, and send us an email. And one of the guys will get on that and give you an answer to your question during the week. Actually, probably any time that you're there. Let me just bring back in our guest who was in this last segment, Doug Kelly, who is the president of AIM West, and just kind of wrap up with some thoughts about some things that you've got coming up. I know that you're about to get together, Doug, with your board to look at the coming year. Am I right?
We are here end of the month, and we set up our strategy for the coming year. That's all of our events and the direction of the organization. Mm-hmm. And it's a half-day board meeting where we sit down and set up the coming year.
Where will these events be held, Doug? Will they be held in the Grand Rapids area or other places in the west side?
We only really do it downtown Grand Rapids.
Okay.
We don't venture too far outside of the downtown area because of the central area. It's easier to get to, good parking and whatnot. And so, yeah, it is all downtown Grand Rapids.
Any kind of themes that you folks are looking for developing in the coming year for AIM West?
So one of the things I kind of mentioned before the break there was our tech trends with Keith Brophy, and he's been doing this for 13 years for us. And he comes every year and talks about what he sees. He's a local technology guy. He just took a new role that it's a long title. I can't tell you what that is, but if you do a search on Keith Brophy, you'll find out what he's doing right now. But he started a couple different companies in Grand Rapids that have gone national. And he's really got his finger on the pulse of technology, and he does a good show. I mean, it's
excellent.
A little bit of a shtick to it to have some fun. And one thing that we've been doing over the years recently is diversity in IT, and we plan on doing one of those again this next season because it's a big topic, and you know, it's a and I'm a 40-ish white male, and that's where it lives, and that's not where it needs to live in our opinion.
Absolutely.
So how do we change that, right? So it broaches the conversation and it opens it up, so somebody or a panel of people will sit down and talk about it, and then we open this up to the audience for lots of questions, and it becomes a discussion. So,
well, Doug, you know, we got somebody we can actually a number of people we can suggest for the diversity issue, especially with women in technology, and that's our digital divas. They're a group of women who have been our guests on the show here. They have developed an organization, Digital Divas.
I have heard of them.
And they're a great resource. We just are delighted with those young ladies and more mature kind of people who are part of that program. But a lot of energy, and they're also, as a matter of fact, talking with people from the mobile technology field as well. Kel, you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah, when I think of, you know, technology up and coming and stuff like that in different areas of the country, if I'm thinking of California, it's Silicon Valley, it's, you know, hardware technology, that sort of thing, maybe a little Google activity going on. What's hot going on over in Western Michigan?
So there's a number of small companies that are, of course, doing the software. They're starting to get into some of the hardware type things. And the hardware, of course, becomes difficult because you have to have somebody that can build that for you, and you want to keep it local. You don't want to take it out to China or Taiwan.
Right, right.
But luckily, like you talked about earlier, we do have some of that manufacturing space and some of those resources, that knowledge that does happen here. So there's a number of companies that are starting to build small widgets and gadgets that go into bigger things. And we kind of talked about the automotive industry.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have a company out on the lakeshore that has been doing some of the software and HTML type things that go into vehicles for the displays and whatnot. So. It's not really up and coming. It's been around for a little while, but then we start to see some of the individuals getting into those realms and expanding. So
right. I understood one point, Cal, that battery technology was getting big too. Am I right? Battery technology.
Battery technology did start. There were a few companies that were starting to go. A couple of them have died off, unfortunately. Yeah, and there's a couple of companies that are doing some technology for the military, for tanks and planes.
Very interesting.
Of course, we've got, Smith's Aerospace here.
Right,
It used to be GE Aerospace. It's we're not all about cars over here. It is a pretty diverse.
Well, you had mentioned beforehand, Doug, you had mentioned before medical equipment and also pharmaceuticals as well. Cal, you had something else.
So my question is, what's going on over there that will help to attract more of our youth within the state and retain the educational base of the innovators and the youth that we have in the state right now rather than them leaving and going elsewhere?
Yeah, good question.
Great question. And some of these incubators are really trying to do that. The Downtown Development Authority, the eMERGE Business Accelerator, GR Current. And they're hosting events, parties, and showcasing, some of these drone companies and different types of companies that are doing stuff here to show we are a cool place. And you just got your Grand Valley degree. Let's keep it here.
There you go, Ed. Did you hear that? Just got the Grand Valley degree. Keep it here. You got a daughter who just got a Grand Valley degree.
So what's the best place to go on the net for a young person to find out more information about the types of things and opportunities that are available over there?
So aimwest.org, of course, is our web address. I mentioned others like GR Current we've partnered with for events and stuff over the last year. So grcurrent.com and startgarden@startgarden.com.
Well, you know what, Doug? I think what we're going to do is we want to keep a regular contact with you and with AIM West as kind of a point for us that we can use to help people who are listening to us and our affiliates out there in the west part of the state or anywhere to get involved. And it was a great question, Kel, about where the young folks can get. Ed would like to pay off those student loans. And if his kids can get good jobs, making lots of money, that would certainly help as well. Doug, I want to thank you. And listen, let's keep in touch so that we can let our folks out there know what exciting things are going on the west side of the state. Share that information. And if you go to internetadvisor.net, you'll get more of that information. Doug, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for being on, gentlemen.
All right, take care. That's Mr. Doug Kelly, president of AIM West.